This is Scientific American's 60 Second Science. I'm Jason Goldman. In the jungle, home is anywhere you can raise your babies, while trying not to get gobbled up by somebody else. Take a tiny creature from Brazil, whose name is longer than it is. The Bahia's broad-snout cascaded tree frog. It likes to hang out in the little ponds that form in cavities within bromeliad plants. These tiny pools are technically known as phytotelmata, from the Greek words for plant and pond. A male finds a bromeliad and attracts a female, who lays her eggs directly into the water. The male stays behind to guard the eggs and the tadpoles, spending the rest of his life within that one plant. But not just any bromeliad pool will do.
It's so crazy that there are some really nice big bromeliads, and I never found our frog there. If I would be the frog, I would like that bromeliad.
Herpetologist Mirko Sole, from Brazil's State University of Santa Cruz, quoting his graduate student, Amanda Lanter Silva.
But then we made that research, and we saw that there were trade-offs.
In all, Sole and his team surveyed 239 bromeliads within a protected part of Brazil's Atlantic rainforest, of which 74 were occupied by frogs. The frogs preferred big bromeliads, but the very largest bromeliads were unoccupied by the frogs, which suggests there's a Goldilocks situation. And the researchers think it has to do with the size of the frogs' alligator-shaped heads. If the bromeliad's water tank was too large, then the frog's head can't form a tight seal around the opening, which would make them and their offspring an easy meal. But if the pool was too small, it might dry out completely.
So they are really picky concerning their houses. They need a clean house with fresh water, and it should not be too large, not too small.
The study is in the journal PLOS ONE. Sole says these findings remind us that we need to think about the nuanced habitat needs of a species when it comes to conservation. It's not enough to breed some frogs and release them into the rainforest. We also need to ensure they're able to find the habitats they need to live, mate, and raise their young. Thanks for listening. For Scientific American's 60 Second Science, I'm Jason Goldman.